The real estate boom has helped boost the economy, especially in places such as southern Maine, where real estate prices have climbed at one of the fastest rates in the country. But there's a downside. As home values rise, so do property taxes. And as Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever reports, that's led to a ballot measure that would roll back Maine's property tax.
Walter Schneller and his wife Tanya first came to Peaks Island, a 20-minute ferry ride from Portland, back in the 1960s. Their three-bedroom home stands off an unpaved road in the woods. Additions jut here and there, giving the home a do-it-yourself feel.
You know, every summer I would come here and clear the woods in the back. I rebuilt an old 100-year-old stone wall, and this is our sacred space. Now, you know, there's the possibility that it could be taken away from us, so it's rather shocking.
When the Schnellers became year-round residents a few years ago, the property's value was assessed at $83,000. The property was just reappraised at a value of $420,000. At that level, the retired couple's property tax bill could rise to more than $10,000 a year.
If it's implemented as it's written on this piece of paper, the letter that I received from the city, it's out to destroy me, so I have to do something.
That something will probably be a vote for what's known as the Pulaski Initiative, an item on this fall's ballot that would push assessed property values back to 1997 levels and then cap local property taxes at 1% of that value. In a state that has one of the top combined local and state tax burdens in the country, the measure is growing more popular by the day, according to the accountant who started the movement, Carol Pulaski.
Everywhere I go, whether I go to the store to get milk, to the bank to make a deposit, strangers come up to me and say, thank you for what you're doing.
The town councils and school boards that depend on property taxes are not so thankful. They are girding themselves for budget cuts of up to 30% if the initiative passes. That would mean cuts in fire and police departments and major reductions in education spending. Unless, that is, state government steps in with some serious cash. Patrick Caldwell is the Speaker of Maine's House. He says the problem is worst for longtime Maine residents whose incomes are relatively low.
That and the fact that a lot of people have moved into our state because it's such a great and wonderful place to live, the property values have skyrocketed. And because of that, regular Maine folks are having a tough time making those payments.
But when Caldwell proposed raising cigarette taxes to pay for property tax relief, some of his fellow Democrats rebelled and they joined Republicans to defeat the plan. David Brenori writes a column for State Tax Notes, an online newsletter. He says Maine's predicament is perhaps the most acute in the country right now, but not unique.
The thing that sparked the tax revolts in California with Proposition 13 and in Massachusetts with Proposition 2.5 is finally coming home to Maine and a few other states, New Jersey and a few other places that remain heavily dependent on property taxation.
More than a dozen states are considering some form of property tax limits or cuts, Brunori says. In Maine, lawmakers may hold an emergency session this summer to try once again to solve the problem. But if they don't, some predict that come November, voters will flock to the Pulaski Tax Cap Initiative and take the matter into their own hands. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.